Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Open your Bibles and let us read Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 to 13. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 to 13, King James Version. You shall make you no idols or nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all his goodness and the blessings we receive from him. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and the provision you bestow upon us. We thank you, Jesus, for you died on the cross for our sins and resurrected from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. Thank you for your everlasting love that you love us with. We thank you today with gratitude for all the blessings you've given to us, to our family, to your people, and to your church. We thank you for the trials and the problems that you are solving to us. Thank you for the deliverance and strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the good health, healing, and answered prayers. We magnify your name and we exalt your name in our midst, Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. The Lord God says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, stubbornness, the wrong decisions, our own will, pride, anger, hatred, wrong emotions, selfishness and laziness. Cleanse us, Lord, from the bad effects of sin. Lord, we commit our lives unto you. Help us to be obedient to your word, to love one another, and to do the will of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Heavenly Father, our all-knowing God, you see our needs before we ask. Lord, we pray to help us to put your kingdom first in our lives and honor you and graciously grant our requests and petitions in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and shield every family from the work of the devil that comes against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide and keep every family safe and provide their needs. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to implement your good plan and your will to their families. Shield them from any evil and guide them. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their godly husband. Help them to train their children in righteousness. We pray for the children to be obedient to their parents, for this is right. Protect them from the flaming darts of the evil one. We pray for the parents to bless and help them as they instruct their children in godly way and provide for them everything they need. We pray for all the single parents in the church. Lord, help them and provide for them to manage their lives and the lives of their children and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we pray for our siblings to guide them and to provide them their needs. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for providing these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless those places of work and our boss. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters. Lord, we pray to give them more businesses and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Lord, help us to evangelize and use our spiritual gift to preach your word in our working places. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Let us pray for one another. Lord, we pray for our brethren who are in trouble to provide their needs. Lord, protect them, provide for them, and help them. Lord, grant repentance to those who are in sin. Heal the sick, give jobs to those jobless, and give wisdom and solutions to those who are in trouble. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of our friends, co-workers, relatives, and neighbors. We pray for the spiritual awakening. Lord, we trust in your power to save them, to open their eyes, hearts, and minds to the truth of your gospel, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, the documentations needed, and the rest of the church needs. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, reduce the prices of the rent, the water and electricity, the telephone and internet, the petrol and gas cylinders, and the tax and the penalties on all those places. Lord, prosper all those places, and so we too, your church, will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray for unity and revival in the church. And we pray for all the backsliders to come back to you and join the church once again. Lord, raise and bring more workers to come and join us. We pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread the church congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the fabrication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we devote ourselves to go and evangelize and make new disciples. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come to take us. Let us pray for our service. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us to be changed in likeness of you in everything. Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders. Lord, bless our recording and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, members, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise God. One of the important topic is about seeking God. And as if I hear the voice of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, when King Asa hear an encouraging word from Azariah, the son of Oded, and he was encouraged, and there was revival, and they start to seek the Lord. How many of you today want to seek God? Yeah, and you know, in verse 12 and 13, I want to read it. You should understand what is seeking God. And they enter into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And verse 13, it says that whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man and woman. You know, when we read the Bible, some sentences like this we just read. But let us stop and check what is this. Literally, you say that those who does not seek God, they were put to death. Whether they are big or small, or whether they are men or woman. That's very hard to do. And then in the New Testament, I start to apply this from the year 2007, and it is 2006. It is almost now 19 years. I follow the step seeking God. And I find people, they come to church, but large number of them also go away. Because when they don't want to follow God, they have their idols, they move out. In the same chapter we read verse 16, you know, that's the task. The task, you want to follow God, but your wife does not want. You want to follow God, but your husband does not want. You want to follow God, but your son does not want. You want to follow God, but your mother does not want. It's a very challenge for us. Verse 16, King Asa did also the same. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol of a group. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. She had an idol as the mother. She has a group, she has a garden, she put the idol in the garden, and she has followers, sure. But Asa, he determined to seek God. You know what is the word Maacah? The meaning of Maacah is oppression. Those who does not want to follow God, they oppress us. With their wants, idols, and nothing. But let us pray to God today. Oh God, you are our God. And we will ever praise you. Oh God, you are our God. And we will ever praise you. We will seek you in the morning. And we will learn to walk in your ways. Step by step, oh God, lead us. Lead me, oh God, lead us. That we will follow you all of our days.
Oh God, you are my God, and we will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God.
You are our God.
And we will ever praise you. you.
We will sing in the morning.
We will sing you in the morning. We will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you lead us. And we will follow you all of our days.
Oh God, you are our God.
Oh God, you are our God.
Hallelujah.
And we will ever praise you. Oh God, you are our God. And we will ever praise you. We will seek you in the morning. We will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you lead us. And we will follow you all of our days.
Morning.
We will seek you in the morning. We will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you lead us. And we will follow you all of our days. And we follow you all of our days.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to have, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O God. O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou our God, let not man prevail against thee. Hallelujah. Rock of ages.
Rock of ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised. Rock of ages, you are faithful and just. I will always put my trust in you. You're a shelter in the time of trouble, a refuge in the time of storm. You're a fortress in the time of struggle, a tower in the time of war. You're a healer in the time of sickness, a comfort in the time of grief. You're a stronghold in the time of weakness, a helper in the time of need. Rock of ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised. Rock of ages, you are faithful and just. I will always put my trust in you. You're a shelter in the time of trouble, a refuge in the time of storm. You're a fortress in the time of struggle, a tower in the time of war. You're a healer in the time of sickness, a comfort in the time of grief. You're a stronghold in the time of weakness, a helper in the time of need. Rock of ages. have promised, Rock of Ages, you are faithful and just. I will always put my trust in you. I will always put my trust in you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, we believe that you have delivered us from these enemies, oh God. The man that want to prevail, yes, oh God. Hide us, Lord, by your mighty wings. By your wings, cover us with your mighty hands from the enemies, from the arrows of the evil one, from the work of devil. Shelter us by the blood of Jesus.
Hide me now under your wings, cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar.
Lead me, lead the church. Oh God, what is next? We want to hear your voice. Lord, speak. And this chaos all around, I need your voice. Speak to me, Lord. Tell him, Lord, speak to me. I need to hear your voice, oh God. This very day, I'm in desperate need to hear your voice. To know where you are leading me, oh God. Speak, your servant is listening.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead me, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen to your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be pasture or abide in gentle streams. The shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead me, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen to your voice. Quiet pasture or by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide.
The shepherd
of my soul will be my guide.
Yes, Lord, we need you to be on our side, O God, lead us step by step out of troubles. Lead us step by step to the next things that we need to do. Speak to us, speak to the church, speak individually, speak to sinners to repent, speak to stubborn people to humble down and change their mind, speak to backsliders to revive and come back to you and say, bless the rest of our worship today. Let your name be magnified and glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruit. Open your Bibles in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. In all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Father, the giver and source of all provision, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Lord, as we bring our tithes, offerings, and first fruits, we pray. Bless this gift and multiply it, Lord, and use it to enlarge your kingdom and reach the lost. Father God, open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there's no enough room to store it. Lord, bless your people. Bless your church, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled with Serve God's Purpose Part 10, Prayer and Fasting. Serve God's Purpose Part 10, Prayer and Fasting. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalm, chapter 109, verse 24. Psalm chapter 109, verse 24. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Let us pray, Lord God, we praise and honor your holy name. Thank you for this day, for your Sabbath day, to celebrate by worshiping you in your house and hear your message today, to feed our soul, to learn how to draw nearer more to you and run only to you through prayer and fasting, so we know well your will and plan that we need to do in every pace that we encounter in our lives. Lord, anoint this message to convict your people, to serve your purpose in their lives. Anoint my lips, O God, to read it clearly and emphasize your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Fasting is one of the practices that David was characterized with. Why he fasted, how he fasted, and the results of his prayer and fasting are great lessons for us to learn and apply in our lives to fulfill God's purpose in us. We can read about the fasting of David in different occasions. Number one, David in Psalms chapter 35, verses 11 to 14 said, Psalms chapter 35, verses 11 to 14, David said, false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. In this passage, David was fasting for the cruel people around him. He prayed and fasted for the people who later on repaid him evil for the good things he did toward them. Prayer and fasting for God. Praying and fasting, we do it for God without thinking what we will be the outcome of the people that we are fasting for. For God to help them and take them out of their troubles. We pray and fast to God and not for people to come and reward us. When we pray and fast, we wait upon Him that He will be the one to come and help us and reward us for our fasting. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and in thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Number two, in Psalms chapter 69, verses 1 to 36. Psalms chapter 69, verses 1 to 36. David's writing showed that he was in great distress, but he trusted in God and continued in his prayer and fasting, trusting God that he will save him from all his troubles. Save me, O God, for the waters are come into my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause or more than the hairs of mine head, they that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restore that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face, I am became a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the seal of thine house had eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation, deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am troubled. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me all gall for my meat, and in my tears they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they may see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let their wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and the earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. David was enduring suffering, hardship, and insult for the sake of the house of God and the work of God. He was facing side by side pressure from different directions and from people who were opposing him. But he endured that all. He trusted God fully. He humbled himself and continued doing the work of God through prayer and fasting. And God continued to grant him grace and mercy and sustained him in all circumstances until the purpose of God was fulfilled in his life. Let us take a good example of David in the psalm to trust God fully and draw near to him through prayer and fasting, knowing that he will hear us, sustain us, relieve us from all pressures, save us from the evil one and from those wicked people who work with evil. Let us trust him that he will provide for us and lead us to progress with the devil. Let us trust him that he will provide for us and lead us to progress continually in our service and ministry unto him, to continue to fulfill his purpose in our lives until the end of our lives on earth, or until he will come to take us to heaven. Number three, David was really diligent in fasting, asking God to deliver him for those who were near to him who betrayed him. In Psalms chapter 109, verses 21 to 31. Psalms chapter 109, verses 21 to 31. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me.
Yes.
For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them when they look upon me. They shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse that bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed. But let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from the those that condemn his soul. David did not pray and fast once or twice or only for a few days. He never gave up, but continuously was coming to the Lord in prayer and fasting, up to the point that his legs and knees were weak to support him, and he became weak of fasting, and his body started to lose weight. In Psalms 109, verse 24, my knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Number four, David even fasted when he heard the news of the death of Saul, his enemy. Let us go in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. 2 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag, it came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. And David said unto him, from whence comest thou? And he said unto him, out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. And David said unto him, how went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, that the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. And David said unto the young man that told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leant upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind me, he saw me and called unto me. And I answered, here am I. And he said unto me, who art thou? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. He said unto me again, stand, I pray thee, upon me and slay me, for an anguish is come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my lord. Then David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even, for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. David fasted here most likely for the calamity that had come upon Israel, the death of their king Saul and his son Jonathan, his friend, and for the people of God and the defeating of their army and their scattering, and many of them were dead. It was an overwhelming calamity. Most likely, he was appealing for God's mercy to fall on Israel, his people, to restore them back after this great calamity. David overwhelmed here with great responsibility. Saul was his enemy, but his death did not make him happy but sad, because he saw the size of the defeat of Israel and mourned for the death of Saul and his son Jonathan and the rest of the soldiers of Israel's army. In the same way, let us take this sense of responsibility to feel and respond to the calamity that affects the people of God and His church, to pray and fast, even if there are among them people trouble us like Saul, asking for God's mercy to restore back the great losses, to protect His people and restore them back to what He intended for them to be. Even when God will judge His church and His people and cause them calamity, God is grieving for the affliction that He caused them. And He wants us to see in us a compassionate heart like David, praying and fasting and appealing for mercy of God. Finally, David got rewarded and became a king over Israel. In the same way, we will be rewarded as we persevere in prayer and fasting when we see God disciplining His church and His people, and we continue to appeal for His mercy to restore them back after He had disciplined them. Number five, David fasted after the death of Abner, the leader of the army of Israel, mourning that he was killed in betrayal. Let us read this event. In 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 20 to 39. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 20 to 29. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And Abner said unto David, I will arise and go, and will gather all Israel unto my lord the king, that they may make a league with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all that thine heart desireth. And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop, and brought in a great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. And Joab and all the host that was with him were come. They told Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he had sent him away, and he is gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, What hast thou done? Behold, Abner came unto thee. Why is it that thou sent him away, and he is quite gone? Thou knowest Abner, the son of Ner, that he came to deceive thee, and to know thy going out and they coming in, and to know all that thou doest. And when Joab was come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah, but David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took his aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died, for the blood of Asahel his brother. And afterward, when David heard it, he said, I in my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord forever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Joab one that had an issue, or that is a leper, or that leaneth on a staff, or that falleth on the sword, or that lacketh bread. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, slew Abner, because he had slain their brother Asahel, at Gibeon in the battle. David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, rend your clothes and gird your with sackcloth and mourn before Abner. And King David himself followed the bier, and they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept of the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, died Abner as a fool dieth? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put unto feathers. As man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou. And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people come to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David swore, saying, so do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread or aught else till the sun be down. And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people and all Israel understood that it was not of the king to slay Abner the son of Ner. And the king said unto his servants, know ye not that there is a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel? And I am this day weak, though anointed king. And this man, the sons of Zeruiah, be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. David was overwhelmed with the death of Abner, who came to bless him, grieving what Joab did of betrayal and how a great man and prince like Abner, God allowed dying, which was a big loss. Therefore, David went into mourning of what had happened and fasted for the remaining part of the day until the sunset, appealing for mercy of God and interceding that he shall take the full control over the situation and that he will lead him and guide him in the way that he need to go and help him to accomplish his will and purpose. In the same way, when we pass through such situation, when evil people jump in the middle like what Joab did and make things mess, we go into prayer and fasting, asking God to take full control of the situation and to guide us of the things that we need to do and accomplish for him that his will to be done. Number six, David fasted when he repented from his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. The Lord exposed what David did through prophet Nathan, whom the Lord sent, and truly David repented. Let us go in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 14 to 23. First, 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. And Nathan continued in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 14 to 23. And Nathan continued in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 14 to 23. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted, and went in, and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose, and went to him, to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did it. David confessed his sin, and God spared his life. Yet he also begged God through prayer and fasting for the life of his son when the child became very sick. But when the son died, David got up without bitterness in his heart. Therefore, David's real repentance was evidently true from his heart, because he accepted the Lord's discipline and the consequences of his sin. The son born to him out of adultery died, but God also rewarded him with another son, Solomon, who was the one who built the temple of God. In the same way, as we repent from our sins and we come to God in prayer and fasting, appealing to him to forgive us and restore us, willing to bear the consequences of our sins and the chastisement of God, then he will have mercy on us and reward us and restore us in his own way and at his perfect time. My dear and beloved, King David was a man of prayer and fasting. He took all his struggles and hardship to God through prayer and fasting. He fixed his eyes on the Lord and wholeheartedly trusted in God. He forgave his enemies and repented when he sinned against God. He humbled himself and the Lord lifted him up. Let us learn from the life of David, his life full of prayer and fasting. Let us follow his examples and apply them in our life. His practice of prayer and fasting brought up changes in his heart and character. His practice of prayer and fasting drew him nearer and closer to God. David's great help and support in the ministry came from God alone. The Lord sustained him and fulfilled his promises to him. My dear and beloved, where does our help come from to serve God's purpose in our life and our generation? Where does our help come from to serve God's purpose in our life and generation? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who calls us to serve him. Therefore, let us always come to him, draw nearer and closer to God each day. Therefore, as we are waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ to come and take us with him to heaven, let us persevere and continue to fulfill God's purpose in our life in this generation through prayer and fasting. For this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Let us apply what we learned and studied from scriptures in this message, so that our life will shine and bring forth the fruit that God would like to see in us as we serve him and serve our generation. Let us serve God's purpose in accordance to God's will and God's word. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and this message that teach us about prayer and fasting and their importance in the various aspects of my life. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the admonishments, and the rebukes that I receive from you in this message. Come now to God and respond to the calling of God in your life to live a life of prayer and fasting. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your reluctance to go into fasting because your love for food. Confess your anger, hatred, revenge and unforgiveness in your heart toward your enemies. Confess or renounce your doubts, lack of faith, and easily got discouraged during the trials and whenever you pass through struggles. Confess or renounce your lust, greed, immoralities, lies, fights, quarrels, yoked with non-believers, and in bondage with the media, news, and games. Confess or renounce your bad stewardship and your bad example and your non-willingness to serve God and to suffer for Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to come unto you in prayer and fasting. Lord, thank you for your word that teaches me clearly of your ways and how I walk humbly with you. Lord, I will practice a life of prayer and fasting in my every life situation and struggles. Give me, Lord, the strength and the perseverance to do that. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever praise you. Oh God, you are our God, and we will ever praise you. We will see.
As I pray and fast, I invite you to solve this problem and deal with this enemy. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and responded to the teaching of your word and this message and are willing to adopt fasting as a way to draw near to you, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to invite you to fight the battles for them and to have full control over the three critical situations that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, fight for them for their battles, sustain them, and provide for them in their trials and the struggles and the crisis that they are passing in their lives. Lord, help them to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, faith, perseverance, self-control, and long-suffering. Lord, continue to answer their prayers and reward them in their fasting to you. Lord, sustain them, protect them, and continue to provide for them so they will continue to serve you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, bless us as a church. Lord, we commit ourselves to you to adopt fasting as a way of life and ministry that we will continue to use to draw near to you, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to invite you to fight the battles for us, and that you will have the full control over the critical situations that we are passing through in our lives. Lord, as we pray and fast, we invite you to fight this battle for us and to deal with these people and enemy. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us spiritual gifts that we need in order to fulfill your purpose in the life of your church and your people. Lord, lead us to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rock of ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised. Rock of ages, you are faithful and just. I will always put my trust in you. You're a shelter in the time of trouble, a refuge in the time of storm. You're a fortress in the time of struggle, a tower in the time of war. You're a healer in the time of sickness, a comfort in the time of grief. You're a stronghold in the time of weakness, a helper in the time of need. Rock of ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have promised. Rock of ages.